pop star Miroslav Shbirka is more commonly known as Miro and his childhood nickname Meki by his many fans here in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. The Prague-based singer released his first record in the late 1970s with the group Modus, and he's still having hits as a solo artist today. Miro Shbirka was born in Bratislava in 1952 to a Slovak father and an English mother. When we spoke the other day, he told me his parents had met for the first time in a North London pub.
My father, during the World War II, was in London, and he met her at Green Man, Muswell Hill, which is now the Hill. It's gastropub, it's not pub anymore. Now they call it gastropub. And the thing is that my father went back to Czechoslovakia, probably, I don't know, but yeah, he came with the army, of course, to Pilsen. And that was 1945, because that was the end of war. And my mother arrived 2 years later, in 1947. And probably it was a very difficult decision for my mother to leave London, to leave England. But even then she didn't know what's going to happen, because only in 1948 the communists, you know, started to lead the country. And then she wasn't allowed to get back. Probably she had already a Czechoslovak passport or something like that.
Do you know if she found it difficult living here in Czechoslovakia, in Bratislava, at that time?
I think she found it difficult, but she never showed it. I only found the letter maybe half a year ago. I found the letter she tried to send to BBC when she was really old. You know, it was a short letter, and there it is all, you know, the whole story is there.
What language did you speak at home, given that your mother was English? She didn't speak perfect Slovak.
Well, she started to speak Slovak, but it was always very funny. You would probably already understand how it is when you speak in the combination that I would like to buy kilo kleba. That's what my mother always said. So that was half of the sentence was in English, and then it was in Slovak. There were funny combinations.
But at home, did you speak Slovak or English?
A combination. Some of this, let's say 10 minutes in English, then another 10 minutes in Slovak, because I didn't even realize which language I am speaking.
And you were a teenager in the 60s. Were you seen as relatively cool because you could speak English or perhaps even sing in English?
Yeah, surely. I was. That is why I was I was 15 when I joined the band, because I was able to speak in English. And we played with proper words. We had proper words, which was absolutely... a lot of my friends were singing, for example, the songs like Hard Day's Night. It sounded like this. It's been a hard day night, okina loku, srl pepere. And I had proper words, you know. It's been a hard day's night, and I should be sleeping like a log. And they were all, you know, he's cool, you know, he's able to do it. So I was immediately in the band. Bee Gees had a hit, Massachusetts, I remember that. And I sung it properly in English, and all the girls were crying. And I even wasn't 16. I was 15. Between 15 and 16, I already played with group Modus. And that was my thing, to sing it in proper English. Or, you know, similar.
Tell us more about your beginnings in music and with your first band. Was it hard to get gigs? Did it take you long to get good?
Yeah, it wasn't hard for us, because we were able to play seven songs, and we were already successful. So then we played in V Club. They called it V Club in Bratislava. And it was the end of the 60s, and we were even able to travel to Switzerland. I remember playing in Gstaad. It was a place called Klosterli, and we played there. And they were asking, the demand was to play songs from Rolling Stones, or even they asked for Jimi Hendrix and things like that. So we developed there. But when the 70s started, politically things changed in Czechoslovakia, and it was more difficult to get gigs.
You released your first album in 1979. You're still having hits all these years later. What is the secret of your success?
Well, the thing is that, you know, there were no English bands, no records from America, so it was easier for us to be successful here during 70s and 80s, you know. Only now we have all of the bands. We, you know, now when the record is out or CD is out, then Coldplay, you can buy Coldplay, you can buy Arctic Monkeys, whatever. So it's more difficult. But in the old days, you know, 70s and 80s, it was us. Now it's more difficult. But even now, it's very difficult for Arctic Monkeys to sing a song in Slovak or Czech. So we have to do it. So, you know, and somehow there will be always Czech music and Slovak music simply because it's sung in these languages, you know.
I have met many Slovaks who live in Prague. Basically, it seems to me, for the work. The work opportunities here are better than in Slovakia. But many of them say they don't feel at home here. What's your experience of that?
I feel at home here because my wife is from Prague, and this is the reason why I'm here. Because it's not my case that I had to go to Prague to work. Catherine, you know, I met her, and we fell in love, and that's how I ended. My mother came to Bratislava from London, and why should always women do it? So I did the things that I followed my wife. But Prague is a fantastic city, I think. It's a beautiful city, and even Czech people are very friendly, so I don't feel frustrated here. Or I can be Slovak here in Prague and nobody bugs me or something. I don't have problems with that.
And you speak Slovak here, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I speak Slovak. You know, sometimes I speak Czech with my kids because they are, you know, they were born here. But I always speak Slovak with Katka. She likes me to speak Slovak. She says it's, she likes it, yeah? And so for me, it's always this, you know, I have to change twist from one language to another. Some of my sentences are very funny because they are a combination between Czech and Slovak, which I don't like to do, but sometimes I do it.
Finally, I know a couple of years ago you had a special meeting with Paul McCartney. Could you tell us that story, please?
That was because of Mr. President, or ex-president, Mr. Václav Havel, because Paul McCartney wanted to meet him, and somehow they arranged it in that way that I was there too, because they knew I'm a fan. They knew that I would like to meet him, and it happened, and it was a fantastic thing. I never thought this is going to happen. He even played me his new song. For someone who lived behind the Iron Curtain, you know, this day was a meaningful day for many reasons. That there was Paul McCartney singing the song to me, discussing it with me, and treating me really nicely. And that was perfect. And even when I went out, they were members of the band, and they saw me because I must have had a face of 4 years old child when I was there, and they laughed at me. Ah, what was it like? And I said, you know, the dream came true. That was how it was like.
Zem pradávných song v chladnom tieni tajomstiev na mapách je dá.